I'm joined today by Troy Meter, co-founder of Crystal Peaks Youth Ranch, a nonprofit facility for abused children and horses based in Central Oregon. Average Joe is his first book. Hi, Troy. It's great to be with you today.
It is so good to be with you today as well. Thank you.
Now tell me, just who is an average Joe?
Well, if I may, I'd love to start with just why I started to write this book, or why I felt compelled to write this book. The first thing is that for years, for almost 27 years now, I've had this reoccurring dream that I had failed. I remember sitting on the steps of the college that I had went to when I was younger and left because I couldn't afford to finish. And there's this wizened old man sitting on the steps with gray hair, and he's skinny and scrawny and weathered, and it's me. And the dream just shows, is my reflection of myself saying, you've never finished anything. All your life, you've started all these things, you had all these dreams, you wanted to do all these things, and you're still stuck on the steps of this crazy little college in Southern California. You've never finished anything worthwhile. You're just kind of a loser. And I've had that dream go on for 27 years, and 2 years ago, my wife and I were traveling, and she said, you know, you need to write that down, because that is a catalyst for how so many men feel today about their lives, and how they had so many dreams, things they wanted to do, and they just never ended up that way. Average Joes, that's the reason I wrote the book, is to try and encourage men that are average like me, that there is purpose and meaning in living a life that was seemingly average. Who are average Joes? They're the guys, he's the guy that fixes your car. He's the guy that mows your lawn. He's the short order cook at the local diner, bank manager, kids teacher, whatever. He's every guy that gets up in the morning at 0:30 and goes to a job he probably would rather not be at, and works hard as a man, and he does that job with everything he has. He comes home to a family full of kids and a wife and a mortgage and a minivan and all those things, and it just didn't turn out the way he thought it would. But yet, being within the heart of that man, he's forgotten what it means to be, or what it's like to be a man, what it means to be a man. He's forgotten that truly the Lord loves him. There's honor, there's strength, there's truth, there's faithfulness, there's a steadfast resolve to do what is right. These are the qualities that reside within the heart of a man that does those things every day, day after day, in the heart of an average Joe. This little book is for every guy that has ever felt like he's failed, that of what who he is and what he does is just not enough, and it's not true. Jesus Christ loves the average Joe.
Do you feel that average Joes feel underappreciated today?
You know, if you look at it from a world's perspective, I think that they do. I know for myself, I spent 15 years digging ditches as a landscape contractor, and I felt like in the world's eyes, there was no greatness in that. There was no excitement at being a ditch digger and a landscaper. And yes, I think if we as men focus on what the world sees, or how the world sees us, absolutely, I would think that we would feel unappreciated. What we don't do is we don't focus on the fact that Jesus Christ died for us and loves us. I don't care what the world thinks, and we shouldn't think what the world thinks. What we should care about is what Jesus Christ thinks. I care about what my wife thinks. I care about what my friends think. And I wrote in my little notes here that if your wife loves you deeply and respects you, if your kids think you have a cape and or think you wear a cape and fly, and if your friends honor and respect you, that's what matters. Those are the things that matter in the heart of a man. You look at the men in Scripture, like Peter and David and Moses and Gideon and Uriah, men that were just average guys. David was a shepherd before he became king, an average guy that was out with sheep, and God used him in a mighty way. Do average Joes feel unappreciated? I do. I think that they do, because we're not focusing on how God sees us. So when we do that, our life changes.
How do you think, then, God uses average Joes to accomplish his purposes?
Well, that's a great question. My thoughts are pretty simple on that. In a time when honesty and integrity and steadfast resolve and honor seem to be lost in a fog of compromise, and I mean that, we look around us and there's so much compromise that men, average Joes all around us, we must choose to stand in the strength of Jesus Christ and be counted as one who will not give up or not give in. There's a creeping, putrid, insidious tide of conciliation all around us. Men are bending to to compromise that we shouldn't be. And I think that for all of us to stand up and say, yeah, I may be an average dude that just serves coffee at a Starbucks, but doggone it, I'm going to let truth and honor and integrity be the hallmark of who I am. My yes is yes and my no is no. And I'm saying to those things around me this far, no further, to sin and to the creeping mess that goes on around us. Jesus Christ is calling all of us as men to stand up for the principles and values that are in his word.
So it is okay to be an average Joe, according to Troy Meter, as well as the Word of God. So Troy, this is your first book. We look forward to it. And thanks again for your time.
Thank you.